Welcome to, I don't even think we have a name for this, Heather, because it's like a one-shot thing, as we are talking about the series finale of Game of Thrones. It's Lara from Middays on K-Earth 101, along with my friend Heather Brooker.
Hello.
Of the Motherhood in Hollywood podcast and NBCLA. You see her doing all kinds of red carpet reporting. But we're also massive Game of Thrones fans.
Yes.
So we wanted to break down this epic final episode, or maybe not epic, depending on your opinions on the finale. But this is your massive spoiler alert. If you have not watched the finale yet, if you're that person, if you had to stop halfway through because a kid woke up or you had to get up early for work, stop now. This
Hit
is
pause.
Basically an after show. Come back. I don't want to be that person that you hate for the rest of your
right.
life because we ruined Game of Thrones for you. So, okay, I think, have we warned everybody sufficiently, Heather?
I think so. If you don't get it by now, just hit pause, come back later. You can always join us a little bit later. But yeah, we're gonna be letting it all out today.
Okay.
There's a lot of feelings.
And I've been crying. I told you, Heather, when you walked in, I'm like, I've been crying all night. I was sort of like up and down all night. And I'm just going to start with what I thought was the most epic moment, not just of this episode, but of the entire series. And that was Drogon grieving over the death of Dany. Mm-hmm. Jon stabbed her. He left the freaking knife sticking out
yes.
of her. I was like, can somebody take that
can
out, please? You just put that off to the side. But Drogon just howling, we'll call it, at the sky
yes.
and then melting the Iron Throne.
That was some amazing television right mm-hmm. there. I have to say that was one of the most memorable moments, because we have loved these dragons since the first season.
Yes.
We have wanted to see them and their relationship with Dany grow, and to see his heartbreak, like, that's something you don't even think about, it that a dragon could have like heartbreak, but they were really connected. And for me, I kept thinking, why isn't he taking the knife out? Why isn't he running away? Why isn't he, like, surely he's going to tell everyone he didn't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what happened. John is honest to the core, and he told them what happened because there was no one else around.
Yeah, it was just him. And mm-hmm. why do you think Drogon didn't melt him? Or is it because Jon is fireproof? Because
maybe
he's a Targaryen?
He's Targaryen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that brings up another point that I've been reading a lot about online today. People are mad because they feel like, why make Jon a Targaryen? Why add that story point in, give him that nugget of information, and then not really do anything with it? Like, he never took over the throne or whatever. And I'm like, well, if you look at it, they did that so that the dragon wouldn't kill him, and so that Dany felt pressured by him, you know, possibly taking over his throne. So it had a point. I guess they had a point, but ultimately it fell flat. It was like, you gave him this wonderful edge, like, oh my gosh, this is the path that we're ready for. And then I feel like they just didn't commit to it. They just took it away.
That was my thought, too. I was like, did we forget he's actually Aegon Targaryen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, shouldn't
yeah.
he be sitting? I know there's
yeah.
no throne anymore, but shouldn't he be the ruler? But they're
yeah.
like, who will lead us? Well, how about Aegon Targaryen?
Yeah, like, why is Grey Worm suddenly have so much power, you know? And also, why did... There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of frustration.
Yeah. Ooh,
why,
can
yeah.
I stick with the scene we were just talking
yes,
about, though?
Yeah.
Can we give it up for Kit Harington and
yes.
Emilia Clarke? That
so
scene
good.
Where he said, you will always be my queen, and he makes out with her, and
he stabs her. What lady hasn't experienced that, right?
Metaphorically, right? We've all been through that at some point. But just that struggle, I mean, you
mm-hmm.
saw it in her face. It would have been so easy to play her as, like, frothing at the mouth and screaming
crazy.
And stalking. And I thought maybe they were going down that path with, like,
mm-hmm.
the lighting and the expressions.
Yeah.
And, like, she's going to go full on, like, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Like a little Cersei.
Right.
Yeah.
But you saw her going, this is paradise. We can create this. And that's
she
what
really
makes her so dangerous.
It. Well, yeah, and yeah. Tyrion had said that on the previous scene. She mm-hmm. fully believes that she can create a paradise here, a perfect world, and she's not going to stop until she has ended every person that's in her way. So I think ultimately Jon, once he realized that, once Tyrion told him that, then he was like, I have to do something. But then to not then make him the king, to win Game of Thrones, it was like, what?
Yeah, when they're like, well, you know, Grey Worm wants justice. Well, who cares what Grey
yeah,
Worm wants?
Grey
I mean,
Worm.
I've loved that character's, like, his arc has been incredible, learning
yeah.
to love, and he had a dream, and, you know, there's
yeah.
him and Missandei, but I loved that ultimately they were heading for Noth.
Yeah.
At the end when they said, you know, basically, we're all on board, let's go to Noth.
Yeah, they were mm-hmm. like, they had possession of King's Landing, the Unsullied did, and the Dothraki, and yet, for some reason, they just packed up and left because this tribal council of, you know, people they had basically just unseated said, no, you have to leave. Like, what in what world would that happen? Like, why would they just give up everything they had been fighting for years?
Can I tell you my favorite thing? Because I always put closed caption on so I can see the subtitles, because you know, I have to keep it low in case a kid wakes up or something happens. I don't want the kids to hear the screams and mine or on the TV. But I loved when they were going around going, I, and it was like Sansa, Yara, man number one. And I'm like, yeah, who is this man number one that just came in at this pivotal moment in the series finale? Like, what a great role for that person. And what did you think about that? Like, suddenly it's some form of republic at this point?
Yeah. It just all of a sudden seemed very much like the writers were like, okay, how can we get everyone in the room to make a decision here? Mm-hmm. That's literally what they were like. Let's just try to figure out a way to make everyone feel included. And yeah, it was like, who are these characters that we haven't seen before ever, number one. Number two, or several seasons. And why do they get a say? Mm-hmm. Like, the whole system has been built on the one true ruler, the person who is supposed to sit on the throne, who has the true right to sit on the throne. And it feels like what they did at the end was come in and go, nope, we're just going to erase everything we've done for the last 8 seasons, completely undo it, and come up with new rules for who can sit on the throne. I mean, there's part of me that's like, okay, that's pretty standard for Game of Thrones. They sort of live by surprising their fans or upsetting them and like expect the unexpected sort of thing. But I felt like this was a little too far out and left field. Like, we just were like, what? You've completely just unpinned all the work you've done about this damn throne.
Now, does this mean you will be signing the petition to redo season 8, Heather Brooker?
No. No. I mean, I think fans are very passionate. Mm-hmm. When you've got a fandom at this level of this kind of show, they're very passionate.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. HBO has made their money. The writers have made their money, and producers. They've gone on now to Star Wars. They're not looking back. You know what I mean?
And I think, too, you know, part of this dissatisfaction I blame on the internet, because let's face it, there were some really amazing fan theories. Bran was the Night King. Arya was going to wear Dany's face. I mean, you know, Jaime was going to throttle Cersei and crush her windpipe. We got to talk about that also.
Yes.
And none of that happened, but we had 2 years in between the seasons to build it up and come up with these things. And maybe some of these questions honestly will be answered in the spinoffs. If they don't call Arya's West of Westeros, why even make a series? Because how epic was that? She's like, is she a pirate now? Is she an explorer? I love her so much.
I mean, I love that they all sort of went in their own directions. Mm-hmm. You know, Jon ultimately never wanted to be king. I think he would have been a great king, but him going in his own way and being free finally with the wildlings, Arya going out west of Westeros to explore, you know, and maybe do some more killing. And then Sansa, you know, getting to be queen. I think that those were easy and safe choices.
Yeah, and Bran.
And then Bran
is
the king.
No. Bran is the king.
That was literally like the least, I don't know, lame choice. It was a lame choice. They should not have done that. And I don't, no pun intended.
Well, you know, I thought maybe Tyrion. We thought, you know, maybe John, but we thought that was going to be too obvious. I just love that the gates open. So John, you know, gets exiled to the wall. Mm-hmm. He's back where he started. Mm-hmm. And think about that very first episode when Arya was like, I'm going to be a knight. And then Sansa wanted to be queen. And I love that she was queen because she was worthy, not because she married into it.
Right.
Like, she earned that, man.
Yes.
Like, that was amazing.
Yes.
She's like, the North will remain independent.
I liked her character arc for sure. Out of her and Arya, I think, had the best character arc. So whoever was writing them for them did a great job. But I think, I just feel like they missed the mark with Jon a little bit. And with Dany, like, I don't know, why couldn't they rule together?
It was over really fast. Like, I couldn't believe how fast. Kind of like with Jaime and Cersei, where a lot of people thought, well, they can't actually be dead because that was just too easy. Really, they're going to let them die in each other's arms and just kind of be crushed to death. Shouldn't it be? I love that we're debating these kinds of things. Like, shouldn't it be more painful?
More torturous and more horrible.
As we saw last night, no, that was actually it. And Peter Dinklage, I hope I'm saying his last name right, has just been phenomenal throughout the entire show. He breaks your heart. He makes you laugh. He drinks and he knows things. And when he basically dug his dead brother and sister out.
I know. And he's the last Lannister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the last of the Lannisters. Which,
that's his spinoff, The Last Lannister.
The Last Lannister, which were, you know, at the beginning of the series, the house, you know, House Lannister. Yeah, Tyrion had an amazing story here, an amazing, you know, through line for this whole show. And then to just wind up being Hand of the King again was just like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm not in the writer's room. I don't know what I would have done differently. Just as a fan of the show, I felt like they could have let him go and let him go be free and do his own thing, because he's so been tied to the throne and that house and that place for his whole life and been wanting to escape it. And then to be like, nope, he's actually going to be here forever.
He is never getting away from
that. He's never getting away.
Well, hopefully his advice will work out better this time with Bran mm-hmm. than it did with previous people he advised.
Yes. Yeah.
But I love that he finally admitted that he loved Daenerys.
Yeah.
We sort of saw that and suspected that. Yeah. But unless I'm forgetting, I think that was the first time he really came out and said, I loved her too.
Yeah.
You know, or I love her too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he necessarily, I didn't take that to necessarily mean romantic love. Mm-hmm. I think that he had like maybe an admiration for her, but maybe there was, you know, maybe. I just feel like there was quite a few missed opportunities for them to really give us the ending, the epic ending that we've waited 2 years for.
I wanted Ned to come back somehow.
Yeah.
Ned and Caitlin.
Yeah.
Even if we get to see him in heaven looking
something,
down.
Yeah.
What else would you have wanted them to, like, what kind of questions are you sort of sad that they didn't get addressed or answered?
I felt like the whole scene with Bryn and writing the thing about Jaime.
Yes.
Like, that was weird and not necessary. I was like, why? That weakens her character in my mind, and I want to know why they felt like they needed to do that, because he literally took her virginity. She was in love with him. He took her virginity, then left her in the middle of the night and basically said, I'm a bad guy.
I'm going back to my sis.
Going back to my sister.
Lover.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then she cried and sobbed. What strong woman like that is going to sit down and be like, he was an amazing man and died in the arms of his queen? What? She's going to light that place on fire.
Well, it goes to show, like you were talking about John. Yeah, I would have burned the book.
No,
I'm like, you know what?
Book.
Yeah. But it shows what a heart she had, that she truly loved him, that mm-hmm. it's all about the story. Remember, Tyrion mm-hmm. gave that speech. It's all about the story.
Right.
And I think she wanted to preserve his story
sure.
to sort of solidify that legend, if you will.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I would have liked to have seen a little more of a happy ending for her.
Tormund. She should have gone north to Tormund.
Yes.
Yes, they're going to be big, tall babies.
I know.
Big, tall, strong babies.
Big, tall, strong
how great
north
was
babies.
It? Yeah, big, yeah, living out in the wild. But I love that the gates open and there's mm-hmm. Tormund and there's all
yes.
the wildlings. And I think Jon mm-hmm. is going to be the king of the wildlings and be free. Jon,
yes.
he's still Jon Snow. But
yeah.
did you notice the little plant peeking through as they walked out of the gates into the north, which formerly was like a blizzard? There was mm-hmm. a little green sprout coming up through the ground.
Oh, good eye. I didn't see that.
Spring is coming.
Yes.
Or maybe spring is here and summer is coming.
Yes.
Something. It looks like. But there was no mention of the walkers. I kept waiting mm-hmm. for. One of the rumors I heard was that Dany was going to be turned into the Night Queen. Somebody was going to stab her in the heart with dragon glass.
Oh, my Lord.
And then we, you know, start the whole thing all over again.
Oh, my Lord. Right? If only. I just think the cast is so over it that they're like, nope.
Well, we have the documentary coming
yeah.
this coming Sunday. Called, is it The
amazing.
Last Watch? I think
yes.
that's the name of it. But
yeah.
it's about the making of
yeah.
season 8. So maybe they'll talk about some of these spin-offs.
The choices they made.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. have heard of that they're, I think they're shooting a pilot, or it's coming later this year, called The Long Night. And that's going to be about the rise of the Night King. So
yeah.
we'll get a little more backstory, I think, on him and how people defeated them that first time. That's like 1,000 years
yeah.
before these events. So that's
like
going to be kind of cool.
Like a prequel kind of a thing.
Yeah, like 1,000-year prior prequel.
I think in talking about how long it took them to make this, there were some pretty glaring errors in this season. For as much money as they spent, as much time as they spent on it, that I feel like shouldn't have happened.
Like
there
the Starbucks cup
like
that you
the
have
Starbucks
right there?
Cup, yeah.
Did
yes.
you get that from Winterfell?
No, yeah. I did. I got
Winterfell,
it straight from
Starbucks.
Straight from Daenerys. The Starbucks gate, and then, of course, water bottle gate.
There I were thought I two, saw something.
There were two water bottles in that scene at the end where the council or whatever is gathered behind the feet of the guy sitting there.
No!
Two. And I was like, how did this happen? This is embarrassing. This is sloppy. And I'm like, you had 2 years. 2 years to do this.
To look for water bottles.
Yes. Edit it out. Or maybe when you're filming, move that. I mean, I've been on a set before. I'm an actor as well, and I've been on a set before. And it's someone's job to make sure stuff like that is cleared out of the way.
Yeah. My sister does continuity, and now she's doing big films. Like,
so,
she's
yeah.
she's worked on It,
yeah.
and she's doing some big stuff. But I remember even when she was doing Lifetime movies, and those are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it wasn't Game of Thrones level. She would be like, stop, your purse is on the wrong side last time it was here. Stop, your sunglasses were on your head. You know, making sure that those elements elements were the way that they should be.
Stop. There's a water bottle.
Stop. There's a Starbucks cup in front of the Mother of Dragons.
I just feel like they got lazy. It got rushed. And I think that's really the biggest issue that fans have with it, is that it felt rushed from the beginning. There were character development issues from this whole season that seemed kind of like, they just were like, how can we end this? Let's wrap it up. Let's throw in something a little crazy. Let's make it Bran. I honestly don't know if they thought it would be Bran until maybe like right before they wrote this episode.
Eeny, meeny, miny. No, I'm right. kidding. No. You know, and I got to give it up for the team. Yeah. Well, what I heard, and again, I think this is just a rumor. So I believe that George R.R. Martin has two more books coming. Mm-hmm. And what I had heard is that he told the writers his ultimate ending. So I think it was up to the writers of the show how they're going to get there. And you're right. It feels like we needed one more season because Dany is the breaker of chains, and then she's crazy, and then she's dead.
Yes.
What? What? What just happened?
In the matter of three episodes.
Yeah, and Cersei's hair still hasn't grown.
Yes, but, what in the?
Yeah, so I feel like they knew, okay, this is how we have to end it. And I truly feel like it was a satisfying ending. I don't think we've seen the end of the dragons. Bran's going to find Drogon somehow. Mm-hmm. There were just enough little things left kind of dangling.
Do you really think they're going to come back with something?
I do.
What?
I do. I think they're going to come back with something. And I think they're going to hopefully answer some more of these questions. Mm-hmm. But when you look at this series, you know, take out the walkers, take out the big battles, and ultimately looking at the story of a family, and you look at how Jon, Arya, Sansa, and Bran were all victorious in their own way. That, to me, made it feel so satisfying that we got to see them start out as little kids, really, and grow into these incredible characters that went through so much. And I'm really sad to say goodbye. I mean, it's part of, like, the sadness I'm feeling.
Well, we've gotten to know them, and they're a part of our culture now, you know? There's not anybody alive who doesn't know about House Lannister, House Stark, and the Targaryens, and, like, I think, though, the one thing that the writers kind of misstepped on a little bit, too, is that this wasn't – it's always sort of been about the Starks, but it wasn't their story. It was about the Lannisters as well, and it was about these other houses and their fight for the throne. It was never just about the Starks, but it sort of felt like at the end, like, here's where all the Starks go, and everyone else is dead or we don't care about them. So, I feel like to some extent I was satisfied. I was up all last night kind of like thinking about things and mulling it over. And I kept checking Twitter and going like, okay, what does everyone think happened here? I felt ultimately satisfied like you did, like, okay, that was a nice ending. I think it could have been better. Mm-hmm. And so I understand where the fans might be disappointed and wanting something a little bit more.
Well, also, we're left with that feeling of there aren't really any heroes, or at least I felt that way. People can be good. People can be bad. It just depends on where you come in their story. You know, we look at Dany. We look at the Unsullied. We look at, excuse me, getting over pneumonia. we look at the army from the north where they were, you know, attacking women in the next, was it the next to last episode? So I think it really just depends. And that is, that leaves me feeling a little bit melancholy. And also that people can change, but at the same time with Jamie, we saw him change so much, and then ultimately he went right back to Cersei.
Here's the deal. That whole storyline, hold on, I'm going to video this while we're doing it. That whole storyline with Jamie and Cersei was such a letdown. Like, come on, give them a little more epic. They were two of the most, like, reviled and then loved and then reviled characters of the whole show. And then they just died with a couple bricks on them. Like, come on. Give me a little something juicier for them, you know?
Like a Joffrey type thing.
Yeah.
Like, that was satisfying.
That was very satisfying.
Yeah, you know, and Jamie had said to Bronn, and I love that Bronn made it to the end. And he was the master of coin. Yes for Bronn. He was master of Highgarden. Like, he got everything he wanted. It was a great ending for Bronn. But remember Jamie telling him, I just want to die in the arms of the woman I love. Mm-hmm. And he could have stayed where it was safe. He went back to her. It shows the strength of their bond. But I'm with you. I kind of wanted him to put an end to Cersei.
I think that fans would have really enjoyed that. I do. And I know it's a little twisted, but Game of Thrones has sort of made us a little twisted. You know, these are things that conversations you have, like, we would never have had years ago before Game of Thrones. So I wish that they would have made their deaths a little more epic rather than they both got what they wanted. You know what I mean? Like, they're terrible people. They should have had a horrible death, like Joffrey and Tywin Lannister, you know?
Ramsay.
And Ramsay. Like, those were very satisfying. Like, okay, you're going to kill people. Good. Kill the bad, bad guys.
Tywin had the most epic death, I think, of the entire series on the potty with a crossbow.
But with his, from his son.
From his son. Yeah, there's that. And Tyrion talked about that. Again, Tyrion talked about the horrible things that he'd done. And yet, I think he's pretty much one of the most well-loved characters, or most loved characters, I would say, of the entire series. You know, we felt for him. We've seen how he was hated by his sister, and everybody wished him dead. And, you know, for him to rise to Hand of the King, I know you were saying, God, I would have loved to have seen him, you know, take off and be free. But I think he's going to do okay. And I think that is sort of the way it ended, with them sitting around the table, negotiating, working things out. Sam, who I love, gets to be the headmaster. He wrote the book, you know. There was a lot of closure with some things and not enough with others. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, too, with Tyrion, he's such a beloved character. I'm glad they didn't kill him. I'm glad that he didn't die some horrible death. But at the same time, like I said, I really feel like he should have been let go and had some freedoms to live his life a little bit. I think, though, also there was a little bit that he begrudgingly took it, but maybe he wanted to still be in the mix.
Yeah, you know, kind of like how Jon didn't want to be king, but everybody wanted him to. And Tyrion didn't necessarily want that, but, you know, they sort of wanted him to.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bran, I still don't know what the heck is up with the three-eyed raven thing, other than he's the keeper of memories.
He's the keeper of memories. He's the king.
Yeah.
But, like, what do all these things mean? Like, where they, there's no explanation. There's some things that they added that were really cool and we'd love to see, but what do they mean?
Their Game of Thronespedia that we can go to?
right, there probably is.
Yeah, we need that.
I'm sure someone is keeping track of all of that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, like, there was something else that happened. I want to make sure I'm, like, getting to everything. Yeah, Dany's death was just such a massive bummer.
Yeah, I was waiting for Brienne to, like, put her hand on her tummy like she's pregnant, and the Lannister line will go on because Jaime got her pregnant or something. But I don't think that was in the cards.
No. Yeah. But see, that would have been a great choice for her. That would have been, like, a what kind of a moment. And I think that's what we were waiting for, was that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, amazing. You want to know that, like, there's a hint of more drama in the future, not that everyone just goes off happily ever after.
I wanted it to end happy, and then a walker hand pop up out of the ground, and then boom, screen go dark right there, and you're like, ah!
Something like that, where we all go, oh, damn. Yeah.
Well, we would love to know if you agree with us, if you disagree with us. Heather, where can the people find you online?
Well, there's a couple places you can find me. I have a podcast and website called motherhoodinhollywood.com. You can go and check that out. I talk about all things parenting and entertainment. And then I cover entertainment for NBCLA on all their digital platforms. So head on over to NBCLA on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, as well as NBCLA.com.
And I am Lara Scott Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can check in with me here on KRTH 101 every weekday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
I feel like we should have a podcast.
We should do this.
Do you know what I mean?
Whatever comes next.
Yeah.
We should
do it. I love it.
And we'll break it down.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun,